Welcome to Historically St. Pete, a weekly conversation where we explore the truths and myths of the people and events that have created the Sunshine City. Hi, my name is Rui Frias, and I have the best job in town. I'm the executive director of the St. Petersburg Museum of History. Located on the pier, the museum has been sharing the stories of the Sunshine City for 103 years, and now we're so happy to share them with you here on Radio St. Pete. So schools are opening just around the corner. College students are enjoying their last week of the beach before heading back to the dorms. K through 12 teachers here in Pinellas County already back in their classrooms getting ready for that dreaded first day of school this week. Actually, I spent a couple hours with a number of high school history teachers in a classroom the other day providing curriculum for Florida's history and how it pertains to U.S. history in their classrooms. And after spending 20 years in the classroom myself, these teachers are getting younger and younger every time I look at them. But one Pinellas school is preparing to celebrate a major birthday this year. St. Petersburg High School is turning 100 years old. Well, at least the Fifth Avenue campus is 100. St. Pete High is much older than that. St. Pete High's history runs deeper than the Fifth Avenue campus. That site is not the first home to the Green Devils. It's actually the fourth. Founded in 1898, the high school was part of the Graded School, which was located on the property where City Hall sits today. As the city's population continued to grow, a one-building schoolhouse wasn't going to cut it. So the city decided to take the land across the street, and in 1910, a new building was constructed. 1911, the new St. Petersburg High School opened directly in the middle of 2nd Avenue North. And part of the school was where those big red chairs are, that public art piece that's there next to the courthouse. You got to remember that 2nd Avenue didn't go all the way through at that time. Basically, our city ended at about Mirror Lake at that point. But it didn't take long for the city to outgrow that neoclassical structure. People were flooding to Florida for warmth and for health and for a little bit of wealth, maybe. So a bigger St. Pete High was planned and built on Mirror Lake Drive in 1919. The 2nd Avenue campus, that was actually this really beautiful domed building, becomes the first home of St. Petersburg Junior College. Our St. PJC was actually the first junior college in the state of Florida, by the way. As the 1920s land boom brought wealth and more families to St. Petersburg, just 5 years after the opening of the Mirror Lake campus, which is eventually turned into some fantastic historic condos, by the way, city leaders were again faced with the task of building an ever larger high school. So they looked at a piece of land surrounded by farms, orange groves, and cattle. The site they chose was well outside the populated area of downtown St. Petersburg. And when the school actually opened, there was a horse tying hitch outside the school. City leaders set out to hire an architect that could dream up a school that matched the image and the architecture of St. Petersburg. After all, the Sereno and the Princess Martha hotels had just opened, the Vinoy was on the drawing board, and Perry Snell was putting up European-styled mansions at a torrid pace along Coffee Pot Bayou. Mediterranean Revival was the style of the day, and William B. Itner delivered. A Missouri architect, Itner designed over 400 schools and hotels in his career, but none as impressive as the Fifth Avenue home of the Green Devils. That structure became almost a mixture of both of those. Courtyards, fountains, grandiose arches, private waterworks, its own electric plant when it opened, a red barrel tile roof, and ornate stonework above the entrance that is uncannily similar to the work on the Snell Building on Central Avenue, made it stand out from schools of that day, or today for that matter. The price tag, as they were building the school in 1925, an astonishing $1 million, the first high school in the state of Florida to cost seven figures. Tallahassee thought we'd lost our minds. Who would think of spending $1 million to build a school in the middle of a cow pasture? Well, that was 1920 St. Pete. We were living the Great Gatsby life for sure, and everything we were building was large, ornate, and worthy of S. Scott Fitzgerald himself. A number of other firsts will follow. St. Pete High's newspaper, the Palmetto and Pine, starts in 1904. It is the oldest continual weekly newspaper in the state. In 1983, St. Petersburg High was awarded the first international baccalaureate program, the IB program, in Florida. But the school nearly didn't make it to 100 years, on two occasions, actually. In the early morning of August 31st, 2012, St. Petersburg nearly lost one of its architectural treasures. For a century, that senior high school has stood majestically at 2501 Fifth Avenue North, a symbol of our 1920s affluence and prosperity. But at 4 a.m. that August morning, a fire swept through the auditorium attic. If not for the quick work of the St. Petersburg Fire Rescue and the person that was walking their dog, by the way, who saw the flames shooting out of the roof, it would have spread throughout the historic main building. School resumed later, days later, and over $1 million in damage was repaired in a matter of weeks. Every year that passed since it opened in December of 1925, thousands of students walked the hallways, and it took its toll on the building. By the late 1970s, rumors started that the school's days were numbered. And you got to remember, it was just a school, right? And it was the fourth St. Pete High. So it wasn't historically protected. It was just a school building that sat there on Fifth Avenue North. But enter Bob Pfeiffer. This 1933 SPH graduate, fondly remembered throughout the city as Mr. Green Devil. Bob used to dye his hair and beard green. He dressed as a Green Devil and attended every school function. If you went to a football game, a basketball game, a soccer game, watched the band march down the Festival of States parade, Bob Pfeiffer was always marching next to it. Pfeiffer led the Give the Devil Its Due campaign in 1980, and he helped secure the funding to repair the school. He also spearheaded a drive to have SPH added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1984. In 2019, and this, by the way, when they did that, it was kind of behind the school board's back. St. Pete High, for the longest time, still today, the most expensive school to maintain in the county because of its history. But in 2019, the Pinellas School Board authorized a major renovation of St. Pete High. The front of the building was painstakingly returned to its 1926 brilliance. I remember watching this. My classroom, as I taught at St. Pete High, faced Fifth Avenue. And I remember looking out the window and seeing these gentlemen lying on their backs on the scaffolding with tiny little brushes painting that ornate stonework that sits facing St. Pete High. And in honor of Vintner's original design, the cafeteria and band room were demolished to make room for a magnificent courtyard in the center of the campus. The school unveiled its $1944 million remake in 2021. One of the most unique elements of the renovation is the archives room, a mini museum of each version of St. Pete High. It's filled with historical documents, photos, and artifacts. The Museum of History now leads the effort to protect this valuable part of the city's past there at the school. As the current building approaches its century mark, St. Petersburg High School continues to anchor the city's public school system and be one of the most historic buildings in the Sunshine City. I want to thank everyone for listening today. I wonder how many of you Green Devils are listening and still sing the alma mater. Tune in weekly to RadioSt.Pete.com and Historically St. Pete. Don't forget to stop by the St. Pete Museum of History and your next visit to the pier and explore the rich and unique history of the Sunshine City. Visit HistorySt.Pete.org for more details on our exhibits and events. Thanks for listening and join us next week.